What's up, everybody, and welcome to another segment of the Pondering Nerd Show, where we talk about everything nerd culture. I'm Nate, and tonight with me we have Alyssa.
Hey.
And Mickey.
Hey, guys.
And Joy.
What's up?
What's up, ladies? And tonight, sadly, we are going to be talking about the late, great Robin Williams. We all found out last week that he passed away. And, you know, we kind of wanted to talk tonight about some of the movies that really affected us, some of his better roles that we thought. So I want to go ahead and just throw this out of the table. Alyssa, what are some of your favorite Robin Williams films?
Well, Robin Williams definitely was a childhood icon of mine. I grew up watching so many of his movies. Some of my favorites have to be, you know, the movie Hook, and Jumanji, Mrs. Doubtfire, and The Birdcage. And with Jumanji, I still can't believe Robin Williams is dead. I don't think he's dead. I think he's just in the jungle waiting for, you know, until the dice read a 5 or an 8. So.
You straight just took all mine. I mean, that's totally cool because those are great movies. But you just straight took everyone that I had thought of. But yeah, like, those are great. Like, I loved Hook. That was my first experience seeing. Actually, no, I can't remember. Did Hook come out first or did Aladdin come out first? Because I know he was the genie voice for Aladdin.
I don't know. That's also another one of my favorites. I'm a huge Disney fan, so I guess the first time I ever knew. I guess Aladdin maybe was probably the first time I ever heard Robin Williams, and he was just fantastic in that movie. I you know, apparently he improvised everything, and he was so fast that, yeah, apparently he was so fast, and, you know, with you know, his lines that the animators had trouble keeping up with everything.
I could see that being a problem for those times, though. I mean, I remember Aladdin having some good graphics, but yeah, they were still working with the cartoon animations, like old school style, for the most part. But Mickey, what were some of your favorite Robin Williams films?
I would have to say One Hour Photo and Mrs. Doubtfire, man.
I was actually watching that yesterday. Love that movie.
That's awesome. Such a classic. It's Robin Williams at his best, man. Well, one of his best. I mean, he's so versatile, you know. That's why I like those two movies, because One Hour Photo is such a different movie from what I've seen of his stuff up until that point. And when I saw that, I was like, fuck, it's so dark. And wow, like, at the time I wasn't into a lot of, like, happy-go-lucky movies, so I was like, wow, this is a really good film. The story was well-written, and I don't know if he was a part of producing it or whatever, but I thought it was a really great film. And Mrs. Doubtfire is just, you know, Mrs. Doubtfire. I mean, household name, the movie. So those two, I would have to say.
Word. Yeah, I mean, like, I never saw One Hour Photo, and I do know that he did he did do some darker roles. Like, I do remember seeing him on Law and Order Special Victims Unit. He played this, like, serial killer who was playing cat and mouse with the you know, team or whatever. And, you know, he played a very smart individual. And in fact, if I remember correctly, he actually, like, represented himself in court. Like, that's how confident he was in his skills of talking and outthinking people and stuff. But yeah, man, I mean, he can play, I mean, you said it, like, he can totally play the goofy, crazy character, and then he could also play, you know, the very serious role and stuff. Joy, what were some of your favorites of Robin Williams films?
I didn't really have any favorite Robin Williams movies. I didn't really follow him that much.
I'm kidding.
I mean, the only one I could think of, I guess, would be, like, in Night at the Museum. But, yeah, I wasn't really a huge fan of Robert Williams. It was, like, to me, he was, like, you know, he's supposed to be funny and, like, really great, and I just didn't see it, I guess. So, yeah, I don't know.
That's all right. Well, you know what's interesting? Well, you know what's interesting, though, about Robin Williams? Apparently he was a huge gamer, and he was an anime fan.
Well, that's cool.
No, apparently, I didn't find this out until recently. I knew he was a big Legend of Zelda fan, because he did all those, he named his daughter Zelda after, you know, Princess Zelda, and I guess a couple of years ago, him and his daughter, starred in a couple of commercials for Nintendo promoting, you know, like Ocarina of Time 3D, Four Swords, and Skyward Sword, but I didn't know that he was into anime, like apparently he was a fan of Neon Genesis Evangelion, and I haven't seen 1 hour photo, but apparently he actually makes a reference to Evangelion in a clip where he just picks up an action figure of, you know, one of the, you know, the angels, I guess. But I don't know, I just thought that was an interesting little tidbit. That he was one of us.
That's what's up. I mean, there was a couple honorable mentions for some of the movies that I remember. Flubber was pretty good back in the day, I remember. And then there was another movie called Jack, where he played, like, he was this, like, kid that aged 4 times faster than everybody else. So, like, when other kids looked 10, he looked 40 or something. That was, like, basically the premise of the movie. Like, today's standards, that's like the corniest plot you could come up with, you know what I mean? But back in the day, I mean, as a kid, when I saw it, I thought it was kind of cool, you know what I'm saying? There's so many things that he did with his career, you know. Joy, you're just a stick in the mud. You don't even know, man. Like, you
know. I was just like, I'm not really impressed. I don't understand raving about. But, hey, he had a huge following, I see. So,
all the family movies he did, like, he did, like, I don't know if anybody, any of y'all saw his stand-up, but his stand-up was actually kind of raunchy. Like, his stand-up, he got pretty risque with that stuff.
Kinda.
Well, I say kinda, you know, maybe y'all will go check it out if you're intrigued. He did so many good movies, like, you really took mine, Eliz. I was going to say Hook and Jumanji. Jumanji was really cool. I love Jumanji. The concept of Jumanji was really cool. I remember when Jumanji came out, the big thing about it was, like, don't take your kids to see this. It's scary. It's like, that. Yeah, like, I remember when that movie came out, it was getting reviews like it was a scary movie, kind of like Jurassic Park did. Like, when Jurassic Park came out, it was very much, like, a lot of people were scared, like, they were just scared of it, you know? It was more like a horror film to them than it was a adventure movie type deal. I remember when it was first coming out, my parents didn't want me to see Jumanji because they had heard, you know, it's going to scare your kids, you know? And I ended up watching it, and I was like, dude, this is awesome. What are you talking about? You know what I mean? It was great, so. But anyway, guys, we're going to have to wrap this segment up. Tell us what your guys' favorite Robin Williams films are in the comments, please. Let us know. Be sure to follow us on YouTube, on Twitter. We are getting our stuff slowly but surely onto iTunes.
Oh, guys, make sure to check us out on Twitch. We're going to be driving drunk. Yeah, you heard me right. We're going to have a lot of fun playing on Wii. We're going to be playing some games like Mario Kart 8 and some other jewels out there now. We're gonna have a lot of fun. We're getting drunk and we're playing, and it's gonna be nuts. So make sure to check us out at twitch.tv/ponderingnerds. That's August 22nd at 9 p.m.
Later, guys. Peace.
Bye, guys.
See you later.
Bye, guys.
And Robin Williams, we love you. We're gonna miss you. Rest in peace.
See you at the crossroads.